Continuing on the subject of the Vietnam War and Memorial Day, we've asked a conscientious objector who had refused to fight in the Vietnam War what Memorial Day means to him. He's Joe Volk, Executive Secretary of the Friends Committee on National Legislation.
Even though I'm a conscientious objector to war, Memorial Day has a special meaning for me. I think about the 110 million people killed by war since 1900. More than 60% of them just innocent civilians. Of course, I think about my uncles for whom I was named, Earl and Joseph. They fought in World War II. I always wanted to be like them, but mostly on Memorial Day, I think about the day I decided not to participate in war. When my turn came to be like my uncles, I thought that defending our freedoms called for the same courage and patriotism they had exercised, but for very different action. In light of the Nuremberg Principles established by our country after World War II, I thought duty called for me to refuse to fight an illegal and unjust war in Vietnam. I thought citizen soldiers like me not only had a right, but a responsibility to exercise our consciences and take the consequences no matter what. That's being patriotic, even or especially when our leaders disagree. I returned my teaching deferments to my draft board in Wilmington, Ohio, refused an offer of conscientious objector status, gave up my junior high school teaching job, and obeyed the draft. Basic combat training that summer at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, was hot and humid. I held teach-ins about the Vietnam War in the barracks. Well before I got the order to go to Vietnam, bayonet training convinced me that no wars could be just. The drill instructors yelled at us, "What's the spirit of the bayonet?" We learned to yell back at them, "To kill!" Then they yelled, "What does that make you?" We teenagers yelled in response through our tears, "Killers! Yap! Kill!" And we thrust our rifles at each other. When our parents and loved ones asked that night on the payphones how things were going, we lied. Fine, it's okay. But we had cried because we knew we were destroying the very thing we wanted to protect by going to war, our civilized selves. The next day at bayonet practice, I took off my combat gear, handed it and my rifle to my drill sergeant, and said, "I quit." And I did. It's a long story, but a year later I did refuse to go with my unit to Vietnam and was convicted in a court-martial. The charge was AWOL, absent without leave. What does a conscientious objector think about on Memorial Day? I think about Albert Schweitzer's appeal to us all to exercise a reverence for life, and about that day I refused to participate in war. That was the same day I decided the best way to memorialize all those who died in past wars will be to spend the life God gave me helping in the big human project of constructing a world without war so that in the future others may enjoy this planet in peace and unafraid.
You've been listening to Joe Volk, Executive Secretary of the Friends Committee on National Legislation. This is Talking History.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me.